One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jerry Palm, Chief Bracketologist, CBSSports.com, and our Chief Bracketologist. It's not on his business card. My gosh, we've had too many long walks in Final Fours not to talk to Jerry this time of year at JP Palm CBS on Twitter. All right, Wake Forest is now the fifth ACC team in your field. Bless you, sir. Thank you for including our fifth team in the league. How far down does your at-large board go beyond the at-large teams that get in? And Wake is a first four team, which would be fine. Just getting in is fine. How far further down does your at-large board go when you are looking at teams?
Like, legitimately about five. I've got more teams on it that I'm kind of keeping an eye on in case something happens, so they're on the radar. But I only have like five bubble teams beyond the bottom of the bracket.
All right. Is Pittsburgh one of those bubble teams?
They are fifth.
Okay.
Of those teams.
So we will be paying very close attention to Pitt's game at Clemson tonight. Here's the funny thing for us. And I know I've made many, many jokes about the committee being very data-driven in basketball and the committee ignoring those same things in football and doing stupid things like eye test. And when Boo Corrigan, NC State's athletic director, was the chairman of the football committee, saying, well, you know what we often do is say, who wouldn't you want to play? And of course, nobody ever says that, but that's how they that's how they justified screwing Florida State out of a spot. I've watched Wake Forest so many times this year, and honestly, they look not only like an NCAA tournament team, they look like somebody you don't want to play if you were a higher seed. It just took them a while to get to this point.
I beg to differ a little bit.
Ooh.
To me, they look like a team I don't want to play at Wake Forest. Off Wake Forest, no problem. I'll take my chances. The tournament's not being played at Wake Forest, or at least they're not playing there. So, I mean, they're 3-9 away from home. The best win is Boston College on the road. That's the only quad two win or better away from home. Until they show me that they can beat competent teams away from home, you know, somebody like a tournament level team or a borderline team at least away from home, and conference tournament's fine. I can wait for that.
Right.
I'm not buying Wake Forest.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
I understand.
They're a home court hero. I don't get too wrapped up in home court heroes.
I understand that, except is there something to be said for playing well and losing to good teams on the road?
That doesn't really help you much in the NCAA.
No, I understand, but it speaks more to what I'm saying is that when you watch them, they look good to me.
They're really high in the net and KenPom and the MLB based metrics. They're
right.
Like top 25 margin of victory team.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's a results-oriented process and a results-oriented business.
Right.
And losing by one is still losing, and winning by 25 is as good as winning by one.
How many NCAA tournament games are played on somebody else's home floor? I'm just curious. Is there a number?
Zero.
Okay. So maybe that doesn't matter
because
either.
Neutral site games, but they don't win any of those either. We'll see, because they have the conference tournament. It's neutral site,
right?
North Carolina, right? I mean, it's it's not on someone's home floor. So the NCAA tournament is not play. You are not eligible to play on your home floor in the NCAA tournament.
One of the reasons that we love having Jerry Palm on this program is that Jerry has answers all the time. Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com.
You can pretty much guarantee you're not going to like him.
And it's fine. But I like you. There's just no way I can ever not like Jerry Palm. I mean, it even goes beyond that. And Pittsburgh does have road credentials.
They do. Yes,
I mean,
they do.
Serious road credentials.
Yes, they do.
So they don't have great non-conference credentials,
yeah,
although I would point
out.
That's
the holdup for them.
Yeah, I would point out that their game at Wake Forest when they got absolutely steamrolled by the Demon Deacons, a game that Wake needed to have. And I'm not saying Pitt didn't need it. Pitt needs every game they could get. But that really created the separation in the net. Wake jumped 15 spots in the net right the next day after that win. And Pittsburgh, hey, they fell back a little bit. They're inside the top 50. That's another good team. They just need to keep winning some games.
Yeah, I mean, their problem is they don't have a great record against better teams. I mean, they're 5-7 against quad 1 and 2. It's not horrible. And a couple of quad 2 losses, but they've got a bottom 20 non-conference strength of schedule.
What does that matter? The Big 12 is proving that it doesn't matter, that you don't need a non-conference schedule.
It always has mattered. The teams at the bottom of the bracket, the teams around the cut line, it matters. It, higher up, not as much. But it does matter higher up some, because, you know, they judge you on your strength of schedule. That's part of what they're judging you on. And if you have a just dreadful strength of schedule, your overall strength of schedule isn't very good either. Now, for Pitt, their overall strength of schedule is 84. That's not a good number. And it's there in large part because the non-conference strength of schedule is 344. And that's just – teams get left out almost every year near the cut line in large part because their non-conference strength of schedule was so bad and it did so much damage to their resume that they get left out.
What is Iowa State's?
Pitt might be the team this year.
What is Iowa State's pre-conference?
Oh, it's in the 300s too.
Yeah.
Right around 300.
So
they've done really well in their league.
To get back to my general argument about this Big 12 garbage, and I'm not saying it's not a good league. It's a very good league. They all built great power rankings, and then every single game against each other looks better than it actually is. And
there's a definite argument for that.
I'll fight this all day long. It's
331. They're 331, a non-conference strength of schedule, but overall is 35. And that's because
they keep playing. They're playing in the league.
The league, I believe it somewhat games the system. I don't know if they did it intentionally or if it just
worked out
that way.
Of course they did.
But the league is has definitely, the problem is.
And it's smart to do
in
it.
In the RPI era, this is totally gaming the system. In the net era, you have to win by, if you're going to play these games, you got to kill them, right? Because the margin of victory matters so much now. It used to matter not at all. Now it's almost everything. So if you could play these games and you don't kill them, you're going to really suffer for it. So that's,
but exactly.
If you have a resume where you've played, nine quad four games outside the league, and then you get a bunch of quad threes inside your league too, then you've got a problem. Well, that's kind of an ACC problem, but it's not really a Big 12 problem, and it's because these teams all won a lot of games
against crappy competition outside the league.
Half of them did,
and murdered them.
I want to say six played at least seven. Six of the however many they have now.
I played
at least seven quad four non-conference teams.
I've done all that research. It's nauseating, but as I said, I've said this before especially about football schedules. It's good business. It's smart. Game the system if you can do it, because then they don't have time to dig into everything. They're not inclined to do that. And the notion that they will punish teams for having poor non-conference schedules does not exist, because they don't do it. They do it
at the bottom of the bracket. They don't do it at the top.
They use it as an excuse. I don't whether they do it, but I think they use it as an excuse because we've seen several instances of teams with bad records or great records but bad non-conference schedules still get put in the bracket. Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com, chief bracketologist. These are always fun conversations. All right, so I'm going to ask you for some ceilings in your opinion of seeds, right?
Okay.
North Carolina can still get a one, correct?
Yes, they can. I don't know that they control their own fate in that regard because Tennessee has got a really good schedule.
Right.
And if they win all these games, I think, you know, I mean, it's not an easy schedule, but if they do win all these games, I think it's Tennessee. But Carolina definitely is in play for that spot.
Right. And I am not a head-to-head has to be the difference, but Carolina's win over Tennessee would not matter in that regard, right?
It could. It depends on how close together the committee views them. It's got to be like a legit tiebreaker kind of thing. And wasn't that game, that was at North Carolina,
yes,
right?
It was. It was a home court game.
Yeah, so that takes a little bit of the twinge off of it, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
But I'm just saying it's not nothing, but it's not as much as fans usually would like it to be.
Duke's ceiling is what?
Yeah, probably the way they're going, it's probably a three, but I don't know if they can. I don't have confidence in them getting to three. I think they're probably more in a 4-5 situation.
They're a game out of the ACC champion, lead. If they beat North Carolina on the final day and they get the one seed, then win the ACC tournament, they're still ceiling as a three?
Well, I don't know. So you're going to win all the way out?
I mean, if they do.
Yeah, I guess it could be a two. It'll depend on what other teams do.
It doesn't
matter. The problem is it's hard to resume build in the ACC. So they'd have to beat Carolina twice, like between now and then. And then they're in play for a two, probably.
That's why non-conference schedule should matter. But it doesn't. Well,
they also lost to Pitt at home, Arkansas, Georgia Tech. I mean...
The Arkansas thing is very weird to me because at the time I thought Arkansas was good. I think everybody thought Arkansas was good.
Yeah, they beat Purdue in an exhibition game right before the season started.
I watched the game, and I'm like, Arkansas is really good. Everybody's complaining about this loss. I thought Arkansas, not to mention, super inspired to win that game. Clemson, highest seed you think they can get?
Okay, realistically, I mean, they don't have much of a schedule left.
No.
I don't know, probably a four.
If they win the ACC tournament. They win the ACC tournament. Yeah, I don't think they're going to win the ACC tournament, but that's fine.
It depends on what other teams. Everything is always dependent on what other teams do. And the farther you go down the bracket, the more you're dependent on what other teams do. So it's hard for me to see Clemson much higher than a four.
All right. So I'm confident we're going to have six teams in the field because I have confidence that Pitt's going to close the season out very well and slide not
well,
only.
They've got a schedule that lets them do it.
Yeah, slide not only in your bracket, but also. The people wherever they are in their
Pitt's got to beat Clemson.
Yeah,
If they don't beat Clemson, they win those other three. They're not doing much for themselves. You know, they need to get the few good win possibilities that they have in this league, and Clemson's one of them. So I really think they've got to beat Clemson.
We've got two more weeks of these conversations, Jerry Palm. So I'm going to call you again. I always appreciate your time, and I can't wait to see you soon.
All right, thanks. Talk to you later.
I love debating with Jerry. I love causing him problems.
Yeah.
One of the things I like to do.
I mean, it's okay. Yeah, it happens.
It's fun.